Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo is in Thai Plant.
That would be a little weird. Thai plant, like
two words.
T-I-E plant, like they make ties.
They made there was a
railroad tie.
Okay. Production site nearby.
I was not going that direction.
No, you were thinking like a necktie.
Yeah.
I've been 2 days in a row with a necktie here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. You should be cooking out this weekend, and you'll be sizzling if you do, because it's going to be hot outside. But hey, don't let that stop you. The summer is prime time season for grilling, so get out there and enjoy some fantastic steaks on the grill this weekend. And if you don't want to cook, if you want to stay inside, if you want to keep it cool, man, we've got so many great steakhouses. Right. I saw a thread on the On3 message board that started off as a Starkville business thread. Quickly devolved isn't the right word. It evolved. It improved with a Mississippi steakhouse.
Did it improve?
I don't know, but I like hearing about the great steakhouses we have here in our state. And you will enjoy a great meal at any one of them you go to. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We are, you know, just over two months away from the start of the college football season. It's time to start thinking about, hey, I need to get some new gear. All right, it's time, you know, I can't continue to show up at Davis-Wade Stadium in that same banner M polo that I've been rocking since Dan Mullen was here. I got to get something new. Do it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. You know, it's that time of year where on the weekends, it's still nice. We got it's still staying up, you know, the sun staying out a little later. That's a great time to go grab a fantastic dinner at Restaurant Tyler with you and your loved ones. You don't need a special occasion, you know, because that dinner is going to be the special occasion. When you head to Restaurant Tyler for dinner, you're enjoying some of the best cuisine in the state of Mississippi. We love to go there for dinner. We love to go there for lunch. We love to go there for Sunday brunch. We love to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your time. You don't need to be waiting around. And you need a banker that knows you as well as you know it knows your money. That's Priority One Bank. That's the level of service you're going to get each and every time at Priority One Bank. If you live in central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I'm very tired now. See, maybe you were right. Maybe we should have ate lunch after.
I tried.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll talk about that lunch a little later in the show. It's Rumblings Day. It's Rumblings Wednesday, and we are brought to you, of course, by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Our expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or Tupelo area, Paul Davis Restoration. You know what Paul Davis should sponsor other than this podcast? The bridge on Washington Street.
Yes, they should.
That should be the Paul Davis Restoration Bridge.
The indestructible bridge in Washington.
Never lost. It has never lost, not one time.
It has taken out many a U-Haul trip.
It has. I think Paul Davis should get on the advertising rights for that. All right. Let's start off the rumblings of our friend Nathan Kelly, who has jokes. Men who let their wife drive while they ride passenger side also close the fridge door with their hips. True or false? I don't know.
That is true. I can bet that you close the door with your hips.
I do not.
I bet you do.
I don't, though.
I bet you do, and you don't even know it.
Mm. Why don't you shut up?
I know one thing that you do.
What's that?
You let your wife drive to Chicago.
Yeah. I like how you say, I let her drive.
You did. You were having a blast.
No.
You're having a blast.
Like I'm allowing it to happen. Like, she just drives, man.
Well, you did allow it to happen.
That's her car, technically.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, my car.
You're trying to justify it.
There's no way a family of four could take a trip anywhere in my car.
That's true.
Unless they're, not going to bring any luggage.
But if we go somewhere in my wife's car,
yeah.
I'm still driving.
Okay.
Even though I do not.
I don't understand what the big deal is here. I really don't understand.
I know you don't.
No.
I know you don't understand.
You know.
But that's okay.
Is it? You know.
It's something that
maybe I'd say some things about you.
Well, you do all the time.
That's true. That's a true story. Brett Christensen, as a fan and knowing you'd wear their gear, would you rather your school have a terrible color scheme or a terrible mascot? So what's a terrible mascot is my question.
A pig.
So the Razorbacks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd much rather be the Arkansas Razorbacks and be able to wear like red and white than have terrible colors.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the Woo Pig Suey cheer mm-hmm. is... While it's cool that they're all in unison, I think it's a it it's I hate it.
I get that, but their mascot it. Is not awful. The pig, I mean, the Razorback doesn't look terrible. I was thinking more like who is it? The Banana Slugs.
Well, isn't that a minor league team?
No, that's a college team.
Is it
UC something or other?
UC Santa Barbara? No.
UC Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
They're the Banana Slugs.
Nobody knows they exist, though.
Well, that's my point. Like, when you have a mascot like that, it becomes cool, right? Like the Anteater.
Are we saying, like, the actual mascot, like the physical
what
mascot?
What your team is referred to as.
Referred to.
Or you could, because like with Stanford, they're the Cardinal, but their mascot's the tree. The tree is cool, though.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the Washington Commanders is a stupid mascot.
They are sort of stuck in the problem of they also have bad colors.
They do.
Burgundy and
gold. They have very bad colors.
Yeah, so that's not great. I'm sorry if Craig Carter's listening. We apologize. We love you, Craig. But
I guess I understand why they changed the name because it is a little more like to the side of like a – it's not like
they changed the name because Redskins was horribly offensive to people. Yeah,
Redskins.
Some people.
There's been some Indian communities come out and say that they're fine with it.
Yeah.
But that is a derogatory term to a lot of people.
I get it.
It's not like a Seminole.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like the Commanders part.
I like the Washington football team.
Washington football team was fun.
WFT made me laugh.
But it reminded me of like you created a team on NCAA.
Yeah.
It's called the football team.
So were you, one time on Gene's page, Gene put out things like, if anybody says WTF, you're going to get banned. I reached out to one of our minions, and I was
WFT, just
I was like, could you start a thread with just, it just says WFT, and then you come in with like, I think Emmanuel Forbes is going to be really good there, or whatever it was. And of course, it got deleted. Imagine.
Well, there was another time last year, or it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Scott Foxall referred to
the unicorns
as unicorns.
Yeah.
So our guy Chunky, your guy Chunky,
okay,
started coming out and saying, and just like the derogatory form of it, calling them unicorns, making fun of it. I think he got banned for that.
He did. I mean, it is what it is with that. But that means the answer to the question to me is I'd rather have terrible mascot.
Yeah, color scheme.
Here's the thing. Like, let's say I didn't like Mississippi State Bulldogs, right? Let's say I thought Bulldogs was there. You can just get stuff that says Mississippi State.
Just call them State.
Or you just get the State stuff, right? So you don't have to get something that says Bulldogs. If you're an Arkansas fan, you can just get a shirt that says Arkansas or has an A on it or something. You don't have to have Razorbacks on the
it's
shirt.
It's definitely a color scheme thing.
Yeah, I don't want to wear
colors around.
I don't want to wear like light blue, orange, and purple, you know?
Yeah.
So there you go.
What do you think is the worst color scheme out there, like as far as like a college team?
I mean, like Western Michigan or Wyoming. The
brown
brown
and
and
yellow.
yellow.
I
That's
think
really
brown and
tough.
yellow is the answer.
It's really tough.
We always talk about East Union. Like
Yeah.
East Union is the urchins, which
Yeah.
already to me just doesn't make any sense in the state of
But then they
Mississippi.
also have
But then they have
brown and yellow.
the worst color
Yeah,
scheme.
that's a tough one.
It's like it's another thing like NCAA football, like you just created a team, like and you just made them a sea urchin
Yeah.
and their colors are brown and like
Yeah.
what?
Why exactly?
Or is a sea urchin brown and yellow?
Yeah.
I not
It's orange, actually. The sea ur well, the part of the sea urchin you eat is orange.
Have you ate
I've
a
eaten sea urchin roe, yes.
you have?
Yeah, I ate at a sushi bar one time.
Really?
Yeah. I want you to
Well,
picture the texture of pudding, but it's like briny. That's what it
ugh.
was. It was good. It's acquired, man. I had to eat a couple pieces
Is
to
it
go, like,
fishy?
it's briny. I don't know how else to describe it. It's not fishy, but it's like got that saltwater taste. I don't know if you'd like it. Yeah. All right. Our buddy Steve Mormon asked us for year this year's. He asked about the catfish tour. I'll just go ahead and tell you that Superior decided not to do the catfish tour with us this year,
And
which
that's fine. That
I
like
would love to have done it.
we still love
We are
Superior.
still proud supporters of Superior
Yep.
Catfish here on this
We didn't have
podcast.
a falling out or
No, no,
anything. It was
no.
decided.
Those sons of. No, that it's didn't work
It's
out.
fine. Oh, it's fine. We're
I'm
good.
fine.
I just find it really interesting. No, I'm kidding.
I just think it's funny how.
I just think it's funny, Brent Johnson.
Yeah.
No, I actually was going through everywhere I go now, like if catfish is involved,
I'm looking.
my mind is on Superior.
Yeah.
And so the other day I was in the co-op in Starkville picking up some fertilizer, and in the freezer there,
Yeah.
Superior catfish. So if you want Superior catfish, you can go to the Starkville co-op and
There
pick me
you
up
go.
a box.
All right. Our good buddy Ben Waite has a question
Oh
for us.
yes,
I would
Night
think, by the
Rider,
way, I'm thinking the Night Warrior.
Night War. That's right.
Yeah, and the Shooter. I was thinking about doing, like, reaching out to all of our old media people, all our old friends. I want to try to do like a celebrity rumblings where I just like just ask a question this day and see if how many people would be
And
willing to do it.
just do them. That
Yeah.
yeah.
I wonder how many people would be willing to
I miss
participate.
Ben because I literally never see Ben anymore.
Yeah,
Like it,
yeah.
like he's ne he's not a, we don't
He
run into
came to a
him.
game a couple years ago and I ran into him. But and he actually he did some stringing one time and was in the press box for a couple games right
I remember
after he
that.
left. But
That was probably the
that's a guy who
best.
he got out the game and he
He
stayed
got
out the
out.
game.
That was probably the best like baseball season I can remember when we were up there in the old Boonville press
Oh
box.
yeah.
And you had Brandon Walker and Ben and Logan,
Yeah, Mike Bonner.
Mike, but like that was the funnest
Yeah, we had a good
time.
time. We
Yeah.
had a good time. Bob was still up
Even that
there.
2015 year where the team was just dreadful.
Yeah, but at least we had each other,
Yes.
So, anyway, from Ben Waite, what's more surprising, Murray State making Omaha or getting no hit? It's definitely them making Omaha.
Yeah. Because you can have a bad game,
Yeah.
but they were, it's not like they were just like torching everybody all
They were
year.
not a great team. They just
They
won
got
their
hot.
conference.
They hit like what 280 or something.
Yeah.
Like it,
They weren't a great team.
but the weekend at Ole Miss, like I don't think I can remember a team that was like that locked in
They were
every
locked
game,
in.
just boom,
Yeah.
boom, boom, single through the left, single through the right,
Yeah.
and I thought they actually had a chance to make a little noise, but
They just ran into a good pitcher on a good day. So
yeah.
also from Ben, what's the best pellet grill for a newbie? Ben, I have a couple of friends that are Rec-Tec guys and they swear by them. They
I
say
have heard
it's
that
the
too.
best one, especially for the price. So look into Rec-Tec is what I would tell you. Now, if
That's
anybody else is a pellet grill owner, they want to let Ben know what they think. The problem is Ben's Twitter is private, so I don't know if you can get to him or not. But if you can, it's definitely worth a look.
I've got to make a declaration.
You going
I
pellet?
think, well, I haven't gone through yet, but I think I'm going to have to start
Yeah.
bypassing charcoal.
Okay.
I ate a charcoal burger
Oh.
last week. Me and Becky
A
both.
little too much.
It just the heartburn,
I don't like to eat burgers on the
indigestion,
grill.
acid was so bad. The next day, like we were both sick. Like
I eat
I was in
but
the show. Like
yeah.
I even mentioned on the show, like I feel terrible.
I don't like to do burgers on the grill. So that might be a
It just
thing.
was too
Let me get
charcoal-y,
some.
and I don't know.
And if you're getting into the grill, you need to go see our buddy Wes.
Well, he decided to let you borrow the green egg from
Borrow is not
me.
the correct term. I
Have.
have it now, yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
I
now
didn't get it.
I'm just saying, no. Just go buy a grill from him. Well, here's the thing. We'll give you a great deal.
We're sitting down. We're having lunch. We're talking about it. I start talking a little bit about it, and he completely blocks me out and focuses in on you talking about hey, you know, I grill too, Wes.
You know,
yeah. Shut up.
You know
it's
why?
Time for me and
you
Hayden to have a nice conversation.
Right there.
That just went the wrong way, okay?
He went where the power was. He went where the star power was.
And hey, Wes, Brian didn't even appreciate the fact that you let him borrow that and then have it.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I use it all the time.
You didn't appreciate it.
Nah, it's not true at all.
You didn't appreciate it like I would have.
Now I know you're telling lies.
But that's fine. It's fine. I don't hold grudges.
I think you do.
I don't even remember when that was on June 26, 2024, 11:36 a.m.
It may have actually been
the
around
older
that time.
brother.
We were at the older brother. I know that.
I don't remember exactly when that was.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, the actor?
Yeah.
You're on a road trip with a budget of $10. What snacks are you getting at the gas station? All right. $10,
oh
not a
gosh.
lot. Not a lot.
For the whole trip?
Well, I mean, you know.
For snacks.
For snacks.
Okay.
So, now, here's my question. Am I getting a Coke? That's $3.
Yes, the Coke counts.
All right, so I'm $3 out for my Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a Snickers, because Snickers will fill you up. So that's probably, I'm down to like five. So I can get a good bag of chips here. I'm probably gonna get I think, a combos.
Okay, the pretzels with the cheese on the inside.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Because that's, again, filling.
Yep.
Filling.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably $10. That's probably what I'm going to see. You got to look at it like, I think when you look at your gas station snacks, you want a drink, you want something sweet, and you want something salty.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me too.
So where are you going?
So it just kind of depends on what the time of day is. I'm just going to say that we're, you know, it's kind of like around 2 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to be feeling like I need a little pick me up. So I'm going to get a Celsius.
Okay.
With a smart water.
Hold on. I thought Celsius were booze.
No, Celsius is like an energy drink.
Oh, I thought it was like a White Claw.
No.
Oh,
it's like an energy
I didn't
drink.
know. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a Celsius and a smart water. I mean, that's probably getting on up there. I will get peanut butter M&Ms, peanut butter M&Ms, not peanut M&Ms. And then
peanut butter M&Ms, yeah.
Barbecue pork rinds.
There you go. You're a pork rind guy.
If I can get that under $10.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you should be able
to get that for 10
should
bucks.
be, but
it could be. Yeah.
The big thing that's going to kill me is the water and the Celsius.
Well, you can get a water for 99 cents.
You can, but
you
I
get
want
the
smart.
Cheap.
I want
the
smart
I,
water.
Oh, smart water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do this for 10
That's my
bucks.
go-to. Well, I could get a smaller one.
Okay.
I can get two for $5, so I could probably get one for like $3.69 or something.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Next question comes to us from Jason Luckett. Does USM have a legit chance of beating us in August? I'm married to a USM grad, and her family is talking trash already. What is their path to beating us, defense being non-existent? I mean, it's 100% that the defense is not good, and that we just get into a shootout, and they get the ball last, something like that.
It, like, you know, a lot of people have talked about this game. Like, I still think State should be a more talented team than USM.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to boil down to whether or not State is executing. Like, if State doesn't execute, yes, they can lose this game. All things equal, both teams executing, State should win. But I don't think it's just going to be a cakewalk at all. But you're kind of at the point between these two programs, even with USM hiring a new coach, like, it's going to take time for them to kind of get going a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So State should win this game,
mm-hmm.
and they should win it fairly convincingly. And if they don't, like we've said, they got issues.
The thing that concerns me the most is this, is that USM took, what, however many transfers, and however many of them are from Marshall,
yeah,
where Huff was last year. So they should have a head start on getting everything, you know, incorporated. State would have lost to Marshall last year.
Probably.
So that concerns
that's
me.
That's the thing, is like we had that poll podcast talking about Toledo. That game is why.
It poisons the well.
Yes. If you would have taken care of business that game, we're coming in this one saying,
right,
there's no.
They went by four touchdowns.
Yeah.
But they didn't. So, also, do either of you like to eat redfish? And if so, what's your favorite recipe? I don't have a recipe for redfish, but if it's on a
I
menu,
do
I will
enjoy
order it.
redfish.
It's good. Yeah, I'm a
Yep.
big fan. I mean, just blackened redfish is fantastic.
Pan fried. Can you
Yes,
pan fry?
yes. Wade Jones, I'm not entirely sure what this question is, but you may need some help here. But our buddy Wade, if you had to pick one baseball team to start next season with, who would it be? Give me five choices, at least one from the other Power Three and any other random two. So you're talking about like for a national title?
Like, well, just, I mean, yeah, but like for anything, like, I mean, like if the team that's going to compete for a national championship, I guess.
From the other Power Three conferences? I mean, outside of I'm not going to pick anybody from the Big Ten. I don't even know about the Big 12. I mean, other than Oklahoma State, maybe.
From the
Arizona.
other Power
Arizona would be one.
Three.
Arizona in the other, Florida State,
Florida.
Oregon, because, Wisikowski's still there.
Yeah.
And then any other random two,
TCU.
TCU maybe. And then any other random two would be Tennessee and LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Brogan Fairchild, do you have a favorite Baby Billy quote? The go outside nerd cracks me up every single
Outside
time.
nerd.
That and the other one I can't. What is the one that's going around right
There
now?
are a few that
It's
I can't
ain't
repeat.
asking for too much. I just want an
Eight
eight
ball
ball and
and
$2 million.
so he was making a movie called Teensus,
Yes.
and it's Jesus as a teenager.
Right.
And so he needed the kids to be investors for, so that's what he was talking about. He wanted some illegal drugs and
Yeah.
$2 million for them to
The
fund
other
his
one was
movie.
where he's talking about, like, after I pay all my scientists and everything, I don't make nothing. Why do you do it, Baby Billy? Because I'm selfless.
Have you watched that?
I've watched some of it. Yeah.
Oh, you've got to
I
watch
need
it,
to get the
dude,
whole
because
thing.
Danny McBride is fantastic. And then this character, I don't even know if it was supposed to be this, but Goggins is just incredible in
He's a
this
great actor,
role.
too. So,
Yeah.
all right. Also, which sitcom family would you most have liked to grow up in? I'm trying to think. Was there a sitcom family growing up that like had a hot neighbor? I'm trying to remember. Could I
Wouldn't
have?
be Full House because Kimmy Gibbler's
Yeah, she turned out okay.
eh.
So could I have been Judith Light's son on Who's the Boss? Technically not related to Alyssa Milano in that situation. Alyssa Milano, I know she's a crazy person now, but that is my first crush.
Alyssa
Alyssa
Milano.
Milano. Yeah, big time.
Mine would be I would want to be Corey Matthews because my girlfriend is
That's an
Topanga.
easy choice. Yeah, now you
Yeah.
think about it. Yeah. You get
That's easy.
Topanga.
Topanga is my girlfriend.
Good choice. Good choice.
From they said they were boyfriend and girlfriend when they were like three, but
Yeah.
didn't really make sense with how the show played out.
Monroe Walker asked, how much did state have to pay for Oak's buyout? It was 500K, right?
I believe that's
I
correct.
think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is the we're rapid fire here? Who is the projected first baseman?
Well, it kind of depends on what happens with the draft.
Yeah.
Because if Blake Beavis makes it through, which could be a stretch, if he makes it through, that's your first baseman. If not, then you're either going out and getting another one in the portal or Reed Stallman, maybe, Vitas Valinkas, possibly. I don't know.
Why do gnats try to enter your ear hole?
Smell your
I
brain.
guess,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Best flavor ice cream, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Pretty good. My favorite is probably cookies and cream.
Okay.
If I'm going off the beaten path just a little bit, it would be probably Reese's.
By the Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's good.
Yeah.
I put cookies and cream ahead of that,
Yeah.
but it's still
Because you
less
can't
favorite.
find Oreo cheesecake everywhere, but you can always find cookies and cream.
So recently, Becky's boss brought us supper.
Becky's boss brought. That was tough.
Bought,
Bought.
brought, brought or bought,
Doesn't
either
matter.
one.
Yeah.
And one of the things she brought us was vanilla ice cream, Bluebell. And I've been smashing that every single night. And I've been finding some of Natty's like candies up in the cabinet
Yeah.
and incorporating them in
Oh,
the ice cream.
that's good stuff.
The ice cream as itself is very good. It's the homemade vanilla ice cream,
Yeah.
which you just cannot I mean,
You can't beat,
you
yeah.
can't beat it. And so, the first night, it's a brownie that's got the fudge in it. You put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. Then you put the ice cream on top of it. That is a very, very elite dessert.
Agreed.
And then I found a Butterfinger. So crush the Butterfinger,
Yeah.
put it in there, mix it up. That was
Brilliant.
Jeff's kiss.
Yeah.
And then I found a Snickers the other night. I found three like mini
Yeah.
Snickers.
Yeah.
And Natty's like, "What are you doing with that?" I'm like, "Well, I was like, "Natty, you're not gonna eat the Snickers. It's got a
Yeah.
peanut in it. You're not gonna deal with that. So just let me handle it." That was really good too. So tonight I'm looking for more.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of down to like,
You know what you need to do?
I think we're down to like Twizzlers and stuff. So I
Yeah,
don't know
just stop by
somewhere.
the store and get you a tube of the mini peanut butter M&Ms.
Ooh, I haven't even thought about
Pour
that.
that over. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right.
Man.
Six pack speak. What advice would Rivals
Not my
doctor?
boss.
That's not what I hear. What advice would Rivals.com version of Robbie give on three version of Robbie? So when Steven and I used to ask questions when we have coaches on, this is our show.
Or would it be the other way around? Would it be
It's the other way around. Yeah,
me
he
giving
messed up.
that?
He
Okay.
messed up, which is, it's okay. Hey, don't talk about your boss like that. So we would always ask coaches like, hey, what's something that if you know, 5 years ago, you would like to tell yourself,
Your younger
your
self.
younger self. So what would on three version of Robbie tell
Rivals,
Rivals doc,
Rivals
tell Rivals
Robbie.
Robbie, like ban K Turner.
I kind of was like at that point, felt like I was kind of stuck in a rut and I wasn't gonna be able to advance in this business because I took over a site that was Logan Lowry can attest to this because he worked there before me. It was very difficult for that site to grow in a tremendous fashion because it was competing with two established, maybe not brand, but brands, but like two established like recruiting guys, Paul and Steve. Steve was at Jeans Page, which had been around since like 96. Paul had been with Bulldog Junction. So while his 247 site was like a year old, it was okay, because everybody was with him at Bulldog Junction and they just followed him over. So here I am. I'm having to run this website. I'm a senior in college at Mississippi State. I'm balancing doing my final presentations for public relations, all that stuff, with covering recruiting for the first time in my life, and also doing all the team news. I was running that site by
You're by
myself.
yourself, yeah.
So there was a time where I was like, I don't know if this is gonna work out for me. I even like started to try to get a degree in teaching. Like I was about to graduate,
Dr. Falk?
I was gonna go into public relations, but I didn't really want to move from where I was. So like I was gonna go be a teacher. I was gonna teach English, and I also was going to be involved in special ed inclusion in the classroom. And I just decided I don't really want to be a teacher. So I kept rolling with that. But I would tell myself, like, just keep working hard, keep doing what you can, and everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
And it has.
Two things. While we've been talking, William Kirk has committed to Mrs. or has signed with Mississippi State.
Okay.
The pitcher from Virginia, left-handed reliever. We were talking about that the other day.
Should have wrote that story last night. I thought about it,
Yeah.
but I
Now,
didn't.
here's what I want to talk to you about, though. So, in the quote to Pete Nakos on the breaking news there.
Oh, great.
So,
Portal Pete.
one of the burner accounts, Lebby's burner, tweets a picture, a JPEG, a Photoshop. Do you know the scene from Breaking Bad where Huel and I forget what his character's name was, but Bill Burr are laying on the money?
Yes.
He's got it, but he's got Selman and O'Connor's faces on the characters, right? But he's got Selman on the white guy and O'Connor on Huel. Like,
Maybe he's just trying to
why?
blow your mind.
Why? That feels like a pretty easy decision. I don't know what's going on there. That's crazy. Anyway, William Kirk, Captain Kirk, now a Bulldog. Tim Lang asks us, has there ever, this is a great question. Has there ever been an elite prospect that holds off on committing that everyone predicts early on will likely end up at state that actually ends up at state? It's every time. Every time it's like, look, we're gonna get him in the end. You just gotta wait, blah, blah, blah. And he never comes to Mississippi State. Caleb Cunningham is the latest.
Yeah. Well, I think that, well, I mean, there was, I don't know if we said it, but like McCollum Pounders, I don't know if that's the greatest,
That's not the greatest.
but it was kind of the same.
Yeah. But I'm talking like
Nobody
elite.
like really good.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time they were like, state's really in play for this top prospect. And like, yeah, it went to state. Very rare. We'll do one more here, then we'll go to the break. Ford Polk, rank these possible game day guests for Mississippi State: Chris Jones, Ron Polk, Jake Mangum, John Grisham, Will Clark, Rafael Palmeiro. First off, not a lot of juice in this group here. Like, Chris Jones has the most juice in me. Chris Jones would be number one.
Yes.
Okay. Polk's last. Like, outside of Mississippi State fans and like diehard college baseball fans, nobody knows who that is anymore.
Absolutely not.
So, Mangum has got some juice right now because he's playing well. He needs to make an all-star game. Grisham.
With and yeah, it's an MLB guy.
Yeah. Grisham, I mean, first off, you're gonna have to explain why he's there.
I asked Brian O'Connor at the press conference if we can get John Grisham flipped back to Mississippi State now
Yeah.
because I think they're
They're tight.
close.
I can believe that. And
But
then
there was the guy in the Florida State press box that was I don't even know what the connection was, but the guy that was like the main SID, not he wasn't the baseball SID, but he was like the Brandon Langlois. He came over and like during the whole coaching search thing, he was like, so because I had told him like he was asking me about the coaching search one day, and I told him I think it's gonna be Brian O'Connor. He's like, I just text John Grisham to see what he was here, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
And he'd show me his text. Like he texted him back. He was like, yeah, I'm here, and he's going to state, but we don't know yet.
Wow.
It was like the most random
Yeah.
pairing, this guy and John Grisham.
You knew him. Maybe did the guy work at Virginia before?
No, he's been at Florida State forever. Like
Well,
he was
then.
there in 18 whenever I went in 18.
Oh, well, I don't know then. The other thing, Clark and
Chris
Palmeiro,
Jones is probably
he's
the
easy number one because he
yes.
has national cachet. Clark and Palmeiro, first of all, you can't have Palmeiro. Can't, because nationally, what do the people know him for? It's not for college baseball, and it's not for being in Mississippi State. It's for steroids.
Yeah.
And then Clark, I mean, I love Will Clark, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
I
I
think
mean,
the most relevant would be Chris Jones or is not on here, but Dak,
Dak is
obviously.
is the easy number one.
If it lined up for Dak, I would try to get
Yeah.
him. But Chris would probably be the best for
Yeah.
game day for
Because
the
he'd have fun with
personality.
it too, yeah, personality wise. Dak is so buttoned up.
Dak would be,
Yeah.
very diplomatic.
Do you know who the guy they don't list on here, and maybe Ford doesn't know, but like the only celebrity that I know that's a big state fan is Big Crit, the rapper.
Yes.
He would be great, but
Wait, is it wait? Yeah, he
yeah.
is. Yeah, the baseball stuff. I just like they did Jonathan Papelbon, which I think
Oh, it got him.
actually made sense
At
because,
that time, he was still a big name.
yeah.
You know, I mean, he'd been an all-star, multiple-time all-star. He'd won a couple World Series. Yeah, that made sense. But yeah, these guys,
He was in Boston, so he's a big market guy.
Clark and Palmeiro, as much as we love them here in Starkville, they're just not big names nationally. So,
Right.
also, a little anecdote here. Met the Big Show last week. First off, he's no BS, Paul White. Now, let's get that straight.
No BS.
Yeah. Last week at the Tampa airport, he patted me on the shoulder. His hand was bigger than my shoulder. I can believe
He
that.
has frying pan hands.
Dude, that is a massive human being.
Yep.
Like,
Was it him or was it? I think it was him that like he put his wedding ring around a boiled egg or something.
yeah.
It was either him or Andre the Giant.
It's
I
something
think it
like
might have been
that.
him.
It's got to be him. Andre John wasn't married. So,
No, he wasn't. I
yeah.
don't think. What did you think of the Dynamite in Mexico?
I thought it was good.
Okay, so
There
I
was
don't usually like the Dynamites right now,
right. I
but I
know
liked that.
it was good. The only
There
thing
was nothing, it was just wrestling.
it was just
Like,
wrestling. They had a couple storyline things that they tried to advance, but that's fine.
hey,
But
what about Hangman's promo
in
and
Spanish,
nothing in Spanish? I was like,
I have no idea what he was saying, but
okay.
I was like, this was awesome.
I picked up a few bits and pieces, but he
Yeah,
was very
he
good.
called somebody a pendejo. I caught
Yeah.
that part. The only thing I didn't like that I thought was interesting was that they had the 10-man tag or whatever it was, the 14-man tag, and two of the guys on the good guy team were hated by the crowd. Like, that was like Cena at ECW one night stand, and they got the pin. I was like, why would you do that? So
that was just out of touch. I just didn't know.
Somebody has to be like, oh, by the way, when we show up with those guys, they're going to get booed out of the arena.
They must be like, they must have like go away heat. Like
what it now, what it is apparently both of those guys, Atlantis and Atlantis Jr., the grandfather was a huge luchador, and they think the other two guys suck, and they're just kind of like Nepo babies.
Oh, so they're this go away heat.
Yeah. More
Wait, was that the ones that
they were in the
they blue. Wrestled the young guy wrestled like Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrestled his dad like
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand now.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, a place that Robbie Falk and I were at like 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
And it was good. They were busy. We love to see that. Love seeing a busy summertime Two Brothers, man. That place was packed. And the food was outstanding. It was Taco Tuesday, so I took full advantage of that. Robbie enjoyed the Falk, the prime rib sandwich. The Falk combo, prime rib sandwich, pork rinds. That is the Falk combo. That's a great Falcon combo is what that is.
Great Falcon combo.
And then as we were leaving.
With a little au jus on the side.
I was talking to Robbie. I was like, it's so crazy. I come to eat at Two Brothers, and I'm like, all right, I've scratched that itch. I guess I need to go to the older brother next. And as we're walking out, we see our buddy Bart, and I was like, I'll see you soon. It's going to happen. We love going to Two Brothers and the older brother. You will too if you haven't been already. Check out Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. And they've been doing it for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need any kind of new copier, new printer, new computers for your business, that's the number to call. But more importantly, these are machines. The machines are temperamental. And if something goes wrong, you want to know that you can get a repairman out quickly. You can't afford to wait around. You need to talk to somebody who can get you there, that problem solved today, if possible. And that's what you get with Advantage Business Systems. They're not going to make you wait around on hold. They're not going to make you wait a week until somebody shows up to fix it. They're in Mississippi just like you. They can fix your problems a lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville and you need to get some new Mississippi State gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. If you're not going to be in Starkville, the place to go is maroonandco.com. And either place, you can use our discount code, THUNDER15, to save 15% off your purchase. Everything maroon and white. Nobody was a bit bigger selection in the city of Starkville than our friends at Maroon & Co. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it. Again, Thunder 15, 15% off regular price, on in-store or online. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're working out on the lawn this weekend, if you got projects that are needing fixing around the house, if you just want to cook out and have a great barbecue experience, whatever it is that you want to do outside of your own home, our friends at Scruggs have got the products that you are looking for. And if you are trying to avoid those long hours on the lawn, you need to upgrade to some John Deere power. Get a commercial mower, 0% financing, 24 months. If you need to haul, tow, or get around your property, the Gator, versatile, low 2.5% financing for 48 months. And if you've got the big, you got that Robbie Falk size yard, you need to get you a John Deere compact utility tractor, 0% financing up to 72 months. Visit Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden today for these amazing John Deere deals. Offer valid through July 2nd. So that's coming up, guys. Take advantage of that while you can. All right, now we're in the part of the rumblings where I got to search a little because this is where I tweeted that Jacoby Big Show, speaking of the Big Show, Big Show Green flip thing. So let's get through that. Wilson Farrell asks us, you keep mentioning the possibility of State being 4-0 heading into the Tennessee game. I think it's a lot more likely that we're 2-2 at that point. Which do you think is more likely? I think if you're 2-2, you can start writing the eulogy on Jeff Lebby.
That's not going to be good if they're 2-2 at that point.
No.
It would be very bad. I mean, the Tennessee game, you're talking about a Tennessee takeover in the stands probably at that point. That would be pretty depressing. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
I think 3-1 is the most likely.
Yeah.
And at that point, at least you have some hope. But 2-2, and it's just over. This is a fantastic question coming up here from our buddy Andy Atkinson, the enforcer. If I told you that an active AEW wrestler was on their way to becoming a lawyer, how many guesses would it take before you got to the Beast Mortos?
That's the thing.
I'm going to have to Google it right now.
The Beast Mortos is in law school.
Yes. Can you imagine if he
Your
wore
Honor, I'm just a simple caveman.
simple beast? Imagine if he wore the mask. He
Your
is.
ways
He
confuse me.
recently passed the bar and will
Oh,
become
that's
a
amazing.
full-fledged lawyer in a few months.
That's
Need to
amazing.
get him out. You need to get smart Mark Sterling out and get the Beast Mortos in.
That would be an incredible storyline.
Attorney at Roar.
Like, he just takes his mask off and is like, listen, can we talk about this like adults,
We
please?
love the Beast Mortos, by the way. Great. He's a good wrestler.
He
I
is.
saw his debut match. It was live. He was at the he wrestled Claudio at the Collision they did in South Haven. And when he came out, I was like, "Who the hell is this guy?" And then 5 minutes into the match, I was like, "This guy can go. He's a good
The
wrestler."
one we went to? No, that
No,
was just another one.
that was just a yeah. We went to a Dynamite
That's
in
right.
South
That's
Haven.
right.
I just took it was just me and Aislinn for that
Okay.
one. Which wrestler would you least like to see appointed to defend you in court? Scott Steiner? Your Honor, there's no way my client, who's a genetic freak, by the way, had even a 33.33 repeating percent chance of doing this crime.
And I swear to God, if any one of you convict this man, I'm gonna rip your head from your shoulders.
There you go.
No, we don't need that.
I don't need that.
We don't need that at all.
All right. And we're searching. We are. Here we go. Dear old state, with
And we're
revenue
walking.
sharing being a thing now, how does state going all in on baseball affect revenue generating sports? Do you expect the Bulldog Initiative to still be active in paying players, or is it just another fundraising arm for the university? So we talked about this. The Bulldog Initiative is more of what is going to be considered true NIL at this point, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that's all going to work out, but
Now, and you still have to,
you
it
have to go through
still
the
has to
clearing
go through the
house.
clearing house. The
But
NIL
if you are
goes
a
away.
business and you want a Bulldog to represent you, Bulldog Initiative is who you contact.
And honestly, that is probably the best thing that could happen for Mississippi State is the businesses started getting involved with players, and that way you can say, well, no, the business wants to do a deal with it. Like, because they can't. I figure the NCAA is going to allow them to have like those extra that go beyond, whatever deal they've probably got with the State Excellence Fund. If it doesn't, then you're going to have a lot of lawsuits. If the NCAA says, no, you can't have this, well, who are you to take away money from
Again, because
my players?
it's not collectively bargained, there's going to be lawsuits.
Yes.
There's no getting around that.
Yes.
So
I don't think this is going to change a whole lot,
I
to be
agree.
honest with you.
Tanner Pounders, what is your favorite fast food meal of all time? I have a question for you.
Ooh.
Popeyes count as a fast food?
Absolutely.
Four piece, spicy, mac and cheese, dirty rice, extra biscuit. Done. That's a lot of calories, but that's my favorite.
I mean, you almost have to go with like a Popeyes or like if you're a
Well, you,
KFC
I
fan
would
because
say,
it's a more hearty
wouldn't
meal.
Hanes be yours?
Well, I mean, like, if I'm going,
Caniac combo?
no, I don't do Caniac. I just
Okay.
do chicken tenders.
Okay.
If we're going with the best, like the most hearty meal, I mean, it's got to be like one of those chicken places that has like a you get
You get a
mashed
lot of food.
potatoes, you get this and that. So, I mean, that would be up there. I don't frequent Popeyes all the
I
time,
do.
but that is up there.
I'm just telling you right now, low cal. If you get the blackened chicken tenders, it's low calorie. You get five chicken tenders and a mashed potatoes and gravy, and it's like 400 calories.
I mean,
And it's a lot of protein.
well, yeah, I mean, because it's not fried.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. I can eat there
Yeah.
and I can still eat at Popeyes.
Yeah.
Dalton Lee. I watched 28 Years Later, and I don't think I've ever seen a movie that pivots as drastically as that movie does. I haven't seen it yet.
Did you see the
I've seen
first
28
one?
Days, and I've seen 28 Weeks Later. So,
Okay.
yeah. What's a movie that caught you off guard because it was not what you expected? Ooh, that's a good one.
Uncut Gems.
I haven't seen that. It's good.
It fits the bill.
Okay.
Was not expecting it at all. What happened in that? And it's the movie itself is not really what you would expect of an Adam Sandler movie,
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
but the ending especially.
Okay. I've talked about it before, but like, I expected one thing from the Blair Witch Project, and I got something else.
Yeah,
so maybe
it was
that's
a total letdown.
It was a letdown for me. So
there's a
Hidden
lot of
Hicks doesn't sound like it was a letdown.
There's like a lot of horror movies like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That you go in like, man, that trailer looks awesome.
They show what they give away
them,
so
like,
much in the trailers nowadays.
No thanks. Barbarian was like that for me. I just,
what is that?
It's a movie about like this kind of monster living in a basement of a house or something, and just, you know, it looks a lot freakier. I mean, there's some moments in it, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't, it didn't hit with me.
Okay. Our friend Alexandra Watson asked, why were so many people gnashing teeth in the Bible? A lot of gnashing of teeth.
She must have heard me do the weeping and gnashing.
He actually texted me. She was like, oh my God, this was my question.
That's funny.
And Robbie mentioned it.
I just wanted to get that in there. That is interesting. Like, what is a gnashing of teeth? Like gritting your teeth?
Like, are you grinding them?
That's what I
thought. A lot of people in burlap, too. Burlap sack and sackcloth and ash.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
It was a tough time.
Yeah. North Alabama dog, would a salary cap within a program help or hurt state? I know we have money, but wondering if limiting everybody would be any benefit at all. So first off, goes back to what you were just talking about, that if you're going to have a salary cap, it has to be collectively bargained, right?
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, here's what the thing. Salary caps don't really make a difference in college unless you're going to put real consequences on there.
Yep.
And when I'm talking about real consequences, I'm not talking about like you might lose 5 scholarships. It's like, here's your salary cap. If we find out you spent a dollar over it by some sort of backroom deal that you didn't have on the list here, your football program is shut down for 3 years.
Yes.
Like, what would the NFL do if they found out teams were circumventing the salary cap with, you know, incentive-laden deals with sponsors and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would be like, you lost all of your draft picks for the next 3 years. They would kill that team. That's what you've got to do. That's the only way a salary cap works. If, like, you give the NCAA
a hard salary cap,
you give the NCAA real power to say, if you go over your cap, if you cheat, you will lose your football program. Not a couple scholarships, not a couple of visits, not a fine, no football for 3 years. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's got to be a hard,
yeah.
Like, there's got to be real consequences.
Agreed.
And I just don't know if we'll ever get to a legitimate, like, fairly equal playing field within reason until they do the whole, these guys are employees.
Yeah.
Until they can admit that these are employees and they get a real, like, union together and they decide what they're going to do on all that, and you sign contracts that are multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
And you lock players in, and you give them consequences if they break the contract.
Yeah.
And you make other schools pay.
You set it up like the way the pro sports are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Columbia, South Carolina, huh? Matt McCann, favorite franchise restaurant seasonal menu item. Chick-fil-A peach milkshake tops my list. You and Richard Cross, he loves the peach milkshake.
I still have not had that. Yeah, like everybody, not everybody.
Did I say it?
McRib is a big one.
I love the Chick-fil-A, the Christmas milkshake, the peppermint one. It's really good. I don't like the mint, the Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. I don't like that one.
I don't.
It's like a green minty.
I haven't
it's
given
not
McDonald's
great.
My business in years.
I understand. I understand.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Or, you know, when we get to Lent and Popeyes does the shrimp baskets, that's always a good choice. I'm a big fan of that. But
that's a seasonal?
Yeah, it's more seasonal. They have it all the time, but they do like more with it during the Lent event. All right, this week's high school mascot challenge. I know 4 of these, so I'll have to look up one. Port Gibson.
Ooh,
that's one I know.
That's a tough one. There's some kind of like do like a like the like the wave, like the
What color?
not the green
Nope.
wave, go the blue,
That's
the blue
right.
waves.
They're the blue wave.
See, I don't deal with Port Gibson much.
I mean, it's just down the street from me, basically.
Yeah.
Alcorn Central.
The Bears.
That's right. Wesson.
Oh, they're like the Vipers or
You're
something.
close.
Cobras.
That's right. Pisgah.
Dragons.
That's right.
I know
I
that
played
one
at
well.
Pisgah. And Moorville.
They're the
That's
Troopers.
right.
I was at Moorville last about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
I see Moorville a lot. These others, I I might see Pisgah every now and then. I
So,
never see the other three, but I remember Wesson was where your guy Farad Green went to school.
that's right. I played against Pisgah in high school, and Port Gibson is not, is what, like 30 minutes south of Vicksburg. So the Vicksburg
Pisgah's
Evening,
outside of Flowood.
yeah, the Vicksburg Evening Post covered Port Gibson. So I
Yeah.
always saw Port Gibson score. And Mooreville, I just knew.
I never did with
Then
Port
they've
Gibson.
only had one player in the time we've been together in the media. The only guy they ever had, remember Adarius Banks, who flipped on signing day?
Barnes.
Was it Barnes or
I think
Bank?
that's right.
He's the guy who, his coach was Lynn Lang when he was at Port
Darius
Gibson.
Banks.
Is that was I forget what year, but he was committed to state. He flipped to Louisiana Tech on signing day because they gave this coach like $1,500.
From Vicksburg?
He was from Port Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adarius Barnes.
Barnes. Okay.
Yep.
All
That's
right.
what I thought.
That's the only player they've ever had.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Why
Like
did I didn't know
he
with the
flipped to
circumstance.
Louisiana Tech and we're like, what?
Just 'cause his coach.
Yeah, his coach was Lynn Lang, who was in the Albert Means thing. So let's see here. Great question here from Walking Bully. What is the minimum regular season record these coaches can have in 2025 and keep their job? Mark Stoops, I think just getting to a bowl game would be enough, right? If they're 6-6, they're fine.
Should be. I mean,
Okay.
they'll be happy with that.
Brian
I'm not
Kelly,
happy, but
regular season, he's be no worse than 10-2, right? He's got to be in the playoff.
if he wins 8 games, he's
He's
in big
fired. He's
trouble.
in trouble.
He's in big trouble.
Brent Venables, 8-4.
They need to win 8 probably,
Yeah.
and that's not gonna keep people happy, but
And maybe get him another year.
it'd be a little progress.
Napier, at least eight. Eight and
Yeah.
four. Hugh Freeze. Freeze is probably back next year unless they
He'll be
tank.
back if he wins 7.
But if they win seven, yeah, seven is fine. 6-6, he's in trouble. I would say he's in trouble. And that's it. That's all for the day. All right, great. All right, tomorrow's show, we've got some opponent previewing to do. We've got some more recruiting to talk about. We just mentioned William Kirk, committee to Mississippi State. We'll see if anybody else does. You did make a good point the other day. It does feel like when state gets commitments, they're in bunches,
Yeah.
like two or three guys within 24 hours. So maybe we'll have some more guys to talk about.
And they seem to happen when I'm not able to
Yes,
write the story or get
exactly.
to
So,
it. I'm
all right.
telling you, I should have wrote the story yesterday.
There you go. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on
I
Super
spit in
Talk,
the face
Mississippi.
of people who don't want to be cool. You know what cool is? You're looking at. Nothing beats being cool.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.